The Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, has flagged he's looking for ways to address Australia's housing affordability crisis in his upcoming budget. One concept being canvassed would see first home buyers allowed to use their superannuation for a deposit, though critics say that would simply force up prices. Another idea before the Treasurer would involve reform to the way state governments take their slice, their tax slice, from property sales. Victoria has already moved to abolish stamp duty for first home buyers, and New South Wales also provides some relief from the tax for buyers of new properties at the low end of the market. But today, the independent think tank the Grattan Institute has released economic modelling showing how stamp duty could be scrapped altogether without robbing state governments of revenue. Grattan Institute CEO John Daly has been speaking to AM's Nick Grimm.
John Daly, can you explain this idea? How do you scrap stamp duty on property transactions without driving up prices while still enabling states to pay for things like schools and hospitals?
What you can do is, at the same time that you reduce stamp duties, you increase general property taxes. So the amount that you pay on the property, as a percentage of the property every year to the government, a little bit like council rates. And if you do those things so that the amount that stamp duty goes down is about the same as the amount that general property taxes go up, you'll probably see no impact on house prices. What you would see, however, is that you would see more people moving to houses that are the right size for them. You'd see more people moving to houses that are close to the jobs that they've just taken. You'd see more people taking jobs that otherwise they wouldn't take because it's kind of too far from where their house is and they don't want to have to sell it, because that would crystallise the stamp duty liability.
So essentially the tax burden has shifted to those who are already in the property market. So that's essentially those who are able to gain their asset when property was more affordable but still rapidly appreciating.
Well, the burden effectively doesn't shift at all. If you simultaneously reduce stamp duties and you increase general property taxes, all that changes is when people pay the tax. Because it's worth remembering that in practice, stamp duty is effectively paid by sellers. Although it's the buyers who hand over the cheque, in effect, it's the sellers who wind up getting more or less for their property, depending on exactly how high the stamp duty is. So if you reduce the stamp duty and do nothing else, then the price of the houses goes up. Good news for existing owners. Obviously, if you then increase general property taxes, the price of property comes down. Bad news for existing owners. And if you do both at the same time, it's a bit of a wash.
But John Daly, the very mention of land tax can send shivers down the spines of many property owners, especially the elderly who may be asset rich but income poor. Would the federal government simply find this idea politically unpalatable?
It's certainly politically difficult. On the other hand, it's an idea that pretty much every policy analyst and economist in town thinks is a good idea. And the way that you deal with people who are asset rich, cash poor, is that you say, okay, that's not a problem. You don't actually have to pay the tax this year. We can simply take this as a liability against the property. And when you do finally get around to selling it, then that liability will have to be paid out. And indeed, you can go ahead and say, and furthermore, we will guarantee that that liability will never be more than 20% of the value of the house. You'll always keep 80% of the value of the house. And the reason that you can give that guarantee is that the typical land tax or property tax that you levy is very small relative to the value of the property. And consequently, even if you let it accumulate for 15 or 20 years, it's still only a relatively small fraction of the value of the property.
And interestingly, you've gained support for this idea from the Council for the Aged.
It is being supported by the Council of the Aged, and I think that's because they can see that this is something that genuinely helps. It also deals with the situation of older people who are in a house that's maybe larger than they want, and they know that if they move from property one to property two, then in effect their net wealth will reduce because they'll have to pay the stamp duty. And so for people who are older, who are in that situation, stamp duty is a real barrier, and this gets rid of that barrier. It says, look, it doesn't matter where you live, you're going to be paying property tax, and the fact that you move doesn't mean that you're going to pay extra tax, which is what happens at the moment as a result of stamp duty.
Grattan Institute CEO John Daly speaking there to Nick Grimm.